also reiterate my thank yous to the Schreibers and to Herbert Goldschmidt and to Ray Singer and to everybody for coming. This week's parsha is the parsha of Kriyat Shema. So everybody's familiar with the parsha. It happens to be that I was learning this summer Hilchos Mezuzah. So I want to discuss a little bit Hilchos Mezuzah, if that's okay. It's a little geschmack of things, some lumdus, some halacha lemaisa, things that a lot of times people are not aware of. And we'll start off with a little bit of agada. So the Gemara says in Menachos the following thing. Amar bichanina, bo re'eh, shalo ki midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Come and see that the way of Hashem is not like the way of people. Why not? Midas basar v'dam, melech yoshev mibifnin, va'am mishamrim nosobu b'chutz. When it comes to a human king, so the king sits on the inside, and he has his guards, the people, they're protecting him from the outside. But midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino kein. When it comes to Hashem, it's not like that. Avadav yoshvim mibifnin. So his servants, which is us, we sit inside the house. V'hu mishamrim mibachutz. And Hashem protects us from the outside. Shenemar Hashem shomrecha, Hashem tzilcha yadiminecha. Hashem watches over us from the outside, and that's a reference to the mezuzah, as the Gemara says. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, famous Gemara, a story about Unklus, that Unklus bar Klunimus, he was a ger, Unklus a ger, and the Caesar was very upset that Unklus decided to be megayer, so the Gemara says that he sent a legion of Roman soldiers to go and to arrest Unklus for his gerus. So they got there, and he started to discuss with them psukim and Tanakh, and the Gemara says that they were so convinced and so taken by what Unklus told them, so they also converted. So the Caesar decided to send another group of soldiers to go and arrest Unklus. And he told them, this time, I don't want you to speak to him. Just go and arrest him and bring him to me. So they go to arrest him. And on the way out, they see that he touches the mezuzah on the way out. And they say, what are you doing? And he says, well, you know, this is the mezuzah and Hashem protects us. You know, not like the wearing menachos. Not like the melech basar v'dam who has his servants protect him, but us is the opposite, that Hashem protects us, and they hear that, and they see the Zuzah, and they also Megayer, and eventually the Caesar gives up on arresting Unklus. And this idea of touching the Mizuzah on the way out, which is sourced really from here in the Gemara of Azaras, is quoted by the Raman Shulchan Aruch, that there's a minhag to touch the Mizuzah. A lot of people kiss the Mizuzah, whether you're coming in or you're going out, and the Ramah says, based on the Pasuk that the Gemara said, Hashem Shomrecha, Hashem Tzilcha Yadiminecha, so the Ramah says that we say a Pasuk, or is a minute, some say the Pasuk, Hashem, we change the Pasuk, Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzili Al Yadimini, on the way in and on the way out. That's what the Gemara says, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So I thought, maybe just to... And not to think that the mezuzah is an avodah zarah, chas v'shalom, the mezuzah is not avodah zarah. The Rambam describes how when a person comes into a house and he's wearing his tzitzis and he has tefillin and mezuzah and he's surrounded by mitzvah, so immediately he remembers Hashem. And it's really the remembering of Hashem that provides the shmirah. Hashem is being shomer, but it's in the schus of the mitzvah of mezuzah. I just thought, interestingly, also on the outside of mezuzah, a lot of times you see the name of Hashem Shakai, it's Shin and then Dalet and then Yud. So they say the Rosh Tevos of Shomer Dalsos Yisrael. Hashem guards the doors of B'nai Yisrael, and that's why that Shem of Hashem is chosen to put in the outside of the mezuzah. So I thought maybe just to discuss a few of the very interesting halacha l'maisa shailos that come up when it comes to mezuzah. Some you may have heard of, some you may not have. So there's a halacha of a boat, and we'll see how this can become l'maisa. Halacha of a boat. The Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch that the following. Sukkos hachag b'chag, right? For those of us who learned Sukkah this past year, this is familiar Gemara, Daf Gimel, I think. Right, Sukkos hachag b'chag, a person who has a Sukkah on Sukkos, v'habayis shebesvina, and if you have a house on a boat, v'hachanuyos shebashukim, or shebashvakim, and if you have a store in a marketplace, all these places are pturin. All these places are exempt from the mitzvah mezuzah. So we'll maybe discuss each one. So why is it that a boat is pater from mezuzah? So the Rambam says, when the Rambam quotes this halacha, that's where the Mechaber gets it from, he says the following. Sukkos chag b'chag, ubayis shebesvina pater min mezuzah. Why is it that a sukkah is pater from mezuzah, and a house on a boat is pater from mezuzah? The Rambam says, l'fi she'enon asuyin l'diros keva. Because these are places that are not made for diros keva. You don't sit there and live in these places on a permanent basis. Fine? And then the Rambam also says, hachanuyos shebashvakim pater min sukkah, min mezuzah, m'nei she'enom kvuim l'dira. A place not kavu l'dira, it's not a place that you're meant to live there. So it's pater from mezuzah. So the Kilos Yaakov is a shaila here, the stifler. He says, what's the nature of this tour of Sfina? A person's on a boat, and he's parted from his mezuzah. The Rambam says, Lefisha eina nasui l'diras keva, because it's not a place that a person lives in on a consistent basis. So what if you do live on a boat? You have these houseboats. I have an uncle, actually, he used to have one of these houseboats, and he lived on his boat for a while, a long time. The halacha by sukkah is if you live there by mezuzah, is that it's a place that, if you own it, you're chayv right away. But if you're renting it even, once you hit 30 days, you're chayv to put on a mezuzah in chutzlar. It's an Eretz Yisrael right away. So you live on a houseboat. You're there all the time. Are you chayv in mezuzah or not? So when the Rambam says, l'fisha eina nasuin l'diras keva, this type of wants to know, does that mean that people don't usually live there, and therefore you're pater for mezuzah, but theoretically, if you would live there, you'd be chayv? Or says the type, does it mean no? Does it mean that the whole item, the cheftza of a boat, is something that's totally mufka, it's totally removed from the concept of kvius? A boat cannot be kavua. Kavua is something that's set, is something that's on the ground. It's a house, it's an apartment, but it's not a boat. A boat is something that moves from place to place. So, even if you would live there, the boat is mufka, the boat cannot be chayv mezuzah. That's the stipler's shaila. So intuitively, what would you say intuitively? Don't be shy. First one. Very good. Intuitively, I'd say, if you live there, so you're chayv mezuzah. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan paskins. That's the way the Chelkas Yaakov paskins. A lot of poskim paskin like that, the first one. But in the stipler, it's a fascinating stipler. If you read through it, he says, the stipler himself said, I thought the first one also. I thought that if a person would live there between us, so then of course he'd be chayev. But he says, my son, right, we know the stipler's son, Chaim, or Chaim Kenevsky, Shlita. He said, my son was mayor to me that there's a Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. Listen to this Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. This is a geshmack around me. The Rambam says, mitzvah saseh she'odem chayev lishtadel v'lirdof. Where are we over here? There are some mitzvahs that say that a person has to chase after them until he fulfills them. It's a chiyuv. Kigon, for example, tefillin, sukkah, lulav, shofar, ve'ilin and nikra and chova. There's certain mitzvahs that a Jew is obligated to fulfill, and if it's not convenient for him, he has to find a way to do it anyway. You have to put on tefillin every day, you have to have an arba minim on sukkahs, the mahajim minim mahajim for 2:30 is the best set, and if you have Rosh Hashanah, you have to hear a shofar. There's certain things we have to do. Those are chiyuvim. But, says the Rambam, yesh mitzvah she'eno chova. There are certain mitzvahs that are not a chiyuv. Eladomin l'rishus. They're like optional. Kigon, mezuzah, u'ma'ake. Like mezuzah and ma'ake. Why? She'en adam chayev lishkon bebayis. Ha'chayev b'mezuzah. A person is not obligated to live in a house. You don't have to have a house. You live in a house that's chayev b'mezuzah. Deshiyas b'mezuzah. Elim Ratza Lishkon Kol Yamav, but Ohel, says the Rambam, if a person wants to live his whole life in a tent, O Bisfina, or in a boat, so then Yeshev, he can live there and he'll be putzer from mezuzah his whole life. Right? Like people like Makkah also. A person doesn't have to live in a house that has a roof that he can go on, that he should have to build a fence around the roof. If he doesn't live in a house that has a roof that he needs to build a fence around, so he's putzer from the mitzvah of Makkah. He doesn't have to buy a house in order to be Mekayim that mitzvah. Right? Don't tell this to anybody, Shana Aleph, but tzitzis. Right? If you're wearing a beged of Dalat Kanfuf, if you're wearing a baguette that has four corners, you're chayv in tzitzis. If you don't have a baguette of four corners, even though the Gemara says in Menachos that when Hashem gets angry, he punishes first the people who don't wear tzitzis, but that's just putting that out there, so don't get any ideas. But tzitzis, if you're not wearing a baguette of dot kanfos, there's no chayv. So the Rambam says these are two different types of mitzvahs. So said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that you see from the Rambam, even if a person is dar kol yomav in the Sfina, he lives his whole life on a boat, so permanent dwelling, the Rambam says he's potter. So, the stipler says, I'm not really sure if that's a good raya, maybe because there's a lot of other requirements for mezuzah, and a boat doesn't meet the other requirements. But he says, the stipler ends off with the Tzarichin. There's a sefer that Rabbi Rich Shlita told me about, which I got this year. It's a sefer called Agur Bo Halecha. It's written by the son of the Rosh Hashiva of Neri Yisrael. Rosh Hashiva of Neri Yisrael is Rav Aaron Feldman. And this sefer is written by his son, I forgot his first name, also Rav Feldman, I think he lives in Bnei Brak. It's a comprehensive sefer in Hilchos Mezuzah. So he paskins there, based on this Rambam, that a boat is potter. Which is a fascinating thing. Now, halacha l'maisa, besides just a boat, which can be halacha l'maisa, but the same shaila would apply to a mobile home. You have people who have these, you know what I'm talking about? RVs. What does that stand for? Recreational vehicles. They have recreational vehicles. Inside, they have a bed in the recreational vehicle, and they have in the kitchen in the recreational vehicle. I myself was zocha to stay in a recreational vehicle one time for Shabbos. Oh, it was crazy. I'll tell you about it a different time. Anyway, so in the recreational vehicle, let's say you live there. That's your home. So you chayv in mezuzah. So it depends on this exact shaila of the Rambam. When the Rambam says that it's not us v'diras keva, that a boat is not a place of tviyas, is it because the boat is mufka from tviyas because it's moving all around, and therefore it's always butter from mezuzah, even if you live there the whole year, in which case the same would be by the recreational vehicle? Or do we say that no, that it's only potter the boat because people don't usually live there, but if you have a guy, he's a sailor, he always lives there, so he'd be chayef, in which case the RV would also be chayef. Oh, so that's one shaila. There's another shaila over here, a famous, important shaila, which is when it comes to chanuyos. The Rambam said that, and the Mechaber Pasim Shulchan Aruch, that a store is pater from mezuzah. A store is pater from mezuzah. L'fishein asu l'deres keva. Inan kfun l'dira. It's not a place that's set up for living. So the poskim asked the following shaila. There's something called a beis ha'otzar. A beis ha'otzar is a storage room. So a storage room is machlokas Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh says a storage room is chayiv in mezuzah. The Rambam says a storage room is pater from mezuzah. And we pass in Shulchan Aruch like the Rosh. The Mechaber says there's storage room is chayiv in mezuzah. So let's say you have a house over here. Some people have a garage. Is there a garage here attached to the house?
Yeah.
There is. Oh. So some people have a garage attached to the house, and they never use the garage. It's a storage room. So is that chayiv in mezuzah? So the answer is yes. It's chayiv in mezuzah. We pass in Shulchan Aruch that a storage room is chayiv in mezuzah. Against the Shita Rambam. So the Mechaber then says later that a store is putter. So the poskim all ask, why is a store any less than a storeroom? Right, a person has a store, he has a business. So he is in his place of business, probably has merchandise that he keeps there. So even if, you know, as a store, so to speak, the store might be putter, but as a storage room, as a base of otzar, even a store should be chayav. What's the difference between a store and a storeroom? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that there is no difference, that the Mechaber made a mistake, that just like we've passed in Beis HaOtzer is Chayev, so we also pass in the Chanuyos are Chayev. And the Rambam who says that a store is Potter, it's only because he holds that the Beis HaOtzer is also Potter. But if you hold the Beis HaOtzer is Chayev, the storage room is Chayev, says the Aruch HaShulchan, then the store is also Chayev. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, any store that you keep merchandise in is Chayev, mezuzah, just like a storage room. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. It's not so satisfying, because in Halacha, to say that the Shulchan Aruch got it wrong is like a very strange thing. And especially if you're Sephardic, like us over here in the Sephardic corner. So we can't tolerate such a thing. So we have to explain what's the Taz and the Mechaber. So the Taz says that there's a difference. What's the difference? The Taz says that a store is only used during the daytime. You don't use a store at night. A storage room is used both the day and night. So if you have a place that you only, it's not your house, you don't live there, and you only use it a day, but you don't use it at night, so then it's pater for mezuzah. But if you'd have theoretically a place, a store, a business, an office that you'd use also at nighttime, which today anybody who has a store or an office also uses at nighttime, so then the Taz says it would be chayv mezuzah.
How do you tell the difference between a storage room and a closet?
Oh, we're going to get to closets also. Excellent, excellent. Very good. We're going to get to closets. Closets is also very geschmackish. Excellent. So this is a very serious shiloh, because people who have, I don't know, what's the minute? Mr. Schreiber, I don't know what you do, but do you have an office?
I do have an office here, or?
Not at home, in a place of business.
Yeah.
Do you have a mezuzah there?
It's
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
It's an unfair question.
Yeah, why?
I work in Yeshiva University.
Ah, okay. So that's an unfair question. I'll assume the answer is yes. Then.
Okay. But in my old office,
not be so sure.
The answer is no. Oh. So the question is, in a place of business, what are the parameters of chiyah for a mezuzah? So for those of you who are in YU, I have a chavrusa who I learned with for a few years. We're very good friends, Rabbi Belzon Shlita. And every summer when I'm here in America visiting, so I usually give at least one alumni shiur. And after I finish preparing it, I call Rabbi Belzon, and we discuss the shiur. So we were on the phone the other day for an hour discussing. We basically went through all the mezuzahs on the phone in that hour. Very good smack. So discussing with him this shaila of a business, a place of a business, an office, do you have to put a mezuzah on your office? So we came out like this, that if you own the office building, or even the floor or the office that you're working in, it's yours, and you work there, so then for sure it's pashut that you're chayav mezuzah. If you're renting it, and you yourself are the owner of the business, and you're the one who's renting, so your office also, assuming you're there for more than 30 days, is also chayav mezuzah. But for many, many people, you don't fall into either of those first two categories. Many people, maybe even most people, definitely most people. So not only are you not the owner of the business, not only don't you own the building, you don't even own the business, you work for somebody. This person that you work for gives you an office, and you work in that office. So there already it's much less pasha. There's a big tzad without getting into all the details right now, but it's very possible that in that case you'd be putter from mezuzah. I'll just mention one more of the major shittas in the postgame here. There's a sefer called the Yad HaKtana that's quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva, where the Yad HaKtana says that the difference between the Otsar, the Chanut, and the Beit HaOtsar, the store and the storehouse, is that the stores that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to are stores in a marketplace. And it used to be in the marketplace, they would have certain times of year. Let's say this week is the market week, and they'd have these portable stores that they don't put up. And at the end of the week, when the market week's over, they basically collapse the store, you know, take it apart, and put it away in storage. So if it's a temporary structure, which is the chanuyos that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, says the Yad HaKtana, so then it's positive for mezuzah. But any permanent structure that you work in as a store, so he says, would be chayiv. And that's why, in general, people who have their own businesses, they do put up mezuzahs. That's the proper din. Fine. What about closets? Let's talk about closets. So, in general, one of the requirements to be chayiv mezuzah is that it's a makom of dalet al dalet. It has to be 4x4 amos, which is 4x4 square amos. There's a machlokas rishonim in the Rambam and the Rosh. Let's say it's not 4x4 square amos. Let's say it's 8x2. Is that also chayiv or not? The Rambam says that that's chayiv. The Rosh says that's pater. But assuming that even that would be chayiv for now. So what about a walk-in closet? It's not quite 4x4. Certainly, if it's not a walk-in closet, that would be pater. But if, let's say, if it's a walk-in closet, so it's not 4x4. How rude. Whoa. It's just an America phone, boys. Relax. So, let's see if a walk-in closet. So a walk-in closet is... a walk-in closet is doesn't have the dimensions required for a sukkah. It's not 4x4. But there's a sefer called the Chamudei Daniel, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Pesachei Tshuva, and Shulchan Aruch, where the Chamudei Daniel says, if you have a room that's part of a larger, let's say, house, and you regularly make use of that room, so even if it doesn't hit the regular standards to be chayiv and mezuzah, so even if it's smaller, it's still chayiv and mezuzah, as the Chamudei Daniel says. So a walk-in closet would also be chayiv and mezuzah. Okay, so you think, interesting, right? Why do we suspend all the rules for the walk-in closet, for a room that you make use of as part of your larger house? But that's what the Gemara says. And the chor would be easy for, it's machmir for that, just by putting up a mezuzah. But there's a very famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Anybody who learned Hilchos Mezuzah, or if you heard a shir in Hilchos Mezuzah, heard this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So if you want to trick somebody into thinking that you know something, so you'll quote to the Mr. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Hilchos Mezuzah, and you'll really be impressive. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that if you have a room that's adjacent to your house, like the Chamud and Daniel's case, and it doesn't have the requirements of mezuzah, it's not 4x4. So he also says that that room is chayiv and mezuzah, because he says you view it as like outside. It's like air. It's like part of outside. It's like Rosh Hashanah. And we view it as like an entrance to your house. So it's also chayiv and mezuzah. But the difference is that if we view it as an entrance to your house, so the mezuzah has to be on the other side. Right, according to Chamudei Daniel, you walk into your walk-in closet, it's less than 4x4, you put the mezuzah on the right side, just like you put every other mezuzah. But according to Akiva Eiger, if we're viewing the inside of the closet as if it's part of the outside, and the door to the closet as if you're entering into your house, so it has to be on the right side from when you're inside the closet. Meaning when you're outside the closet, it has to be on the left side. So that's tricky. So you'll say, okay, we machmir for both, I'll put two mezuzahs up. You know, bam. So what's the problem with that? Also this week's parsha. What's the problem with that? Well, let's hold off on bracha for a second. What? Baltosif. Exactly. This is the raisa involved over here. Baltosif. You can't add on. Right? It's like having five minim in the sukkah, in the lulav. It's like having five parshas in the tefillin. You can't put two mezuzahs up in one doorway. So what are you going to do? So this is also another shaila I had to ask Rabbi Belzon. What's the minhag? He's a rav of a shul. So he told me that he goes around, he tours people's houses with them and tells them like what to do about their mezuzahs. So there is a Ramosha. Ramosha says that he has a big tzarech in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He says he doesn't understand this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. There's a lot to talk about Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and now's not the time. But Rav Moshe says the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's not like the Chamudei Daniel. The halacha is that the whole thing is pater. The whole thing is pater. There's no mezuzah here whatsoever. The minhag olam, as far as I'm aware, is not like that Rav Moshe. The minhag olam is to put a mezuzah on. Rabbi Belzon told me that he asked... Who did he ask? I don't want to, now we're recording, so I can't say the wrong name. I don't want to say. There were two chashuv people. I think this is the Shaila. Two very big people. For sure, everybody knows one of their names, and probably many know the second name also. I just want to say, because it's recording, and I'm 99% sure, but not 100. Anyway, that they say you're passing your Akiva Eiger. Passing your Akiva Eiger, and you put it on the left side of the door, entering into the closet. Other people say no. Passing like the Chamudei Daniel, you put it on the right side of the door, entering into the closet. So, hadi machriya. So, he told me that he doesn't have a good way of being machriya. He lets people decide. You should try to be consistent within your house, either left side or right side. He told me that he's had a number of people who the hachra was determined by aesthetics. You know, it looks weird if you have a mezuzah on the left side going in, so they put it on the right side. You know, it's really, it's hard to find something wrong with that because it's a real suffix. Anyway, so that's the halacha by the closets. There is another shaila by a rented home. So we said the halacha is in a rented home in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, if you rent a home in Eretz Yisrael, as soon as you go into the house, you're chayv in mezuzah. It's a mitzvah midurabanan. If you're renting 2 days until Tosfos Menachos, if a rented home is chayv in the mezuzah midurabanan midoraisa, we paskin that you're chayv midurabanan. So rented home in Eretz Yisrael, day one, you're chayv mezuzah midurabanan. In Chutz La'aretz, if you're renting a home, so you're chayv in mezuzah, the Gemara says, in the Chaver Pasim Shulchan Aruch, you're chayv in mezuzah only after 30 days. 30 days in the home, then the chiyuv mezuzah sets in. And it's a chiyuv midrabanan. So this situation brings rise to a number of interesting shailos. Let's say the following thing. Let's say a person enters into a home in Chutz La'aretz, and he knows he's going to be there. He signed the lease for a year or 2 years. He knows he's going to be there for more than 30 days. And he wants to put on a mezuzah as soon as he moves in. He wants to put a mezuzah on right away. So is he allowed to do that or not? Or maybe is he chayev to do that? Perhaps he's chayev. So the Nesivus has a sefer called Derech HaChayim. And Derech HaChayim, the Nesivus says that you're chayev in mezuzah when you know you're going to be in this place for more than 30 days. So you're chayev immediately on day one. In Shulchan Aruch, the Pischa Tshuva has another parish in Shulchan Aruch called Nachas Tzvi, and he quotes the Derech HaChaim there, and he argues, he says, no, the din is 30 days, and even if you have a rented home, you're not chayav to put the mezuzah on until you've been there for 30 days. Halacha l'maisa, Sir Moshe Feinstein says, so you can be machmir, put on the mezuzah without a bracha on day one, and then on day 30, take it off, and make a bracha, and put it back on. Moshe says you could do that. Let's say the following. Let's say a person's renting a house, and so he's been there for more than 30 days, and he has his mezuzahs there, and as does happen sometimes, he decides at some point he's going to buy the house. He wants to buy it. So now he buys the house. And now his chiyuv and mezuzah switched from being a chiyuv derabanan, as a renter, to being a chiyuv deraisa, as an owner. So what happens then? He put up the mezuzah already, he said a bracha. Does that preemptive kium of the mitzvah mezuzah that he fulfilled when the chiyuv was only derabanan, does that cover him also now that his chiyuv mezuzah became a chiyuv deraisa? So that's a very good shaila. The last year I was zocheh to give a shiur in Queens, so we discussed a different shaila which is very nogeh to this. There's a suffix Rabbi Kiva Eger has in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, you were there, right? Some of the guys were there. What? Right. Oh, very good. Yeah. So some of you were there. So there's a suffix Rabbi Kiva Eger has the following case. Let's say you have a person who a child who's 12 years and 353 days old. Right. His bar mitzvah is tonight. Tonight he becomes bar mitzvah. And you know, before Shkia, he eats a meal, and he's full, and he benches, and then comes Shkia. And the food is still digesting, and now he's a gadol. So the shaila is: Rabbi Giver says a suffix. Does the benching that he did when he was a katan and he was only chayiv in benching midrabanan cover him now that he's a gadol and lichora his chayiv benching just turned into deraisa? So maybe he should have to bench again. So Rabbi Giver says it's a suffix. Does he have to bench again or not? Meaning, does the mitzvah that he did as a chayiv derabanan cover him later on, when now the chiyuv deraisa sets in? So lichori, you have the same suffix over here. You have a mitzvah derabanan of mezuzah that exists now when the house is only rented. He buys the house, now that chiyuv changes from derabanan to deraisa. So the shaila is, does what he did as the derabanan chiyuv, does that cover him also now that the chiyuv became deraisa? So that's a suffix. I'm not sure what the hachra is on that. Oh. Fine. What other interesting things over here? Okay, I think maybe we'll stop there. Thank you, boys. Shkoyach very much. Thank you for listening. Always a pleasure. Yeah.